This is the Underground Edition with Bill Everett, and in a moment, a welcome return of the words and music of Bruce Moore and John Fichtner of the band Fringe Benefit. Sign of Love by the Fringe Benefits, who were formed at the end of 2013 by experienced musicians from Virginia. Best described as a pop band who play covers of well-known songs from the 80s to today, plus Motown tracks along with their own original material. More information can be found on them at The Fringe Benefits Band, and that's all one word, thefringebenefitsband.com, and on social media. And indeed, it is a welcome return to the programme, to Fringe Benefits. And it's Bruce I'm speaking to, isn't it?
Yes, Bill.
And John.
Now, we play this track called Sign of Love. What is the story behind that song?
So we're in Manassas, Virginia, or actually right now we're in Gainesville, Virginia. But in Northern Virginia, in historic downtown Manassas, we have like 7 foot tall letters that spell L-O-V-E. Down by the railroad tracks in the center of town. So that's what the song is about. It's my thoughts about what that sign could mean. And so to me, I've been inspired by the brotherly love that I've seen in Manassas, from the kindness of strangers to the charitable giving of our local Rotary Club and the members of the Prince William Chamber of Commerce. So I made it mostly about brotherly love. But the true story is, it's a tourism thing. The state of Virginia has a slogan, Virginia is for lovers. And they put these signs up in promotion of that tourism.
Now, you had just one original song on the previous release, but this time, 3 out of the 7 songs are originals. Why do you have more originals this time?
Well, really, it's because of the success of the first original. Thanks to Celtica Radio and other stations that play independent artists, we made it to number one on the Radio Indy Alliance chart in May this year.
Never. So, you managed it.
Yeah. So up until then, the band wasn't really, we're starting to lose faith, not that keen on playing the song. It was still my song because I wrote the lyrics and the music, and it wasn't enough buy-in from the others. But the success of the song made it fun to play again, and it's been a wonderful promotion for our band.
So tell us how you introduced the original songs to the band.
I use GarageBand to make a quick example of the song and put some drum loops in there. Sometimes I'll get my wife, who's not in the band, to sing a vocal for me. I'll play the notes on the guitar and give her the lyrics and have her sing it. And then I'll overdub guitar and synth parts, but it's really a rough draft. And I'll bring that into band practice, and then we'll rehearse it a few times. And we'll record just on a cell phone the arrangement of it and the version of it that we decide on at that point. And except for Step Out, we recorded all the tracks except for the vocals in our studio here.
And moving on to that particular process, the actual recording process of getting the tracks onto CD, how do you go about that? What is the recording process for that?
So we play guitars and record the drums. It really is just scratch tracks. We're trying to make the drummer comfortable. We need a reference point of where we are in the song. He can actually just do it to a metronome. He's one of the few pop band drummers that actually writes music for all his parts. But we play guitar, so we have a reference point. We know where we're at. We're really trying to get just the drums. And then I schedule individual sessions with each person to layer their tracks on top of that. The last thing for the original songs, we went to Q Record Studios in Falls Church, which was really the technology you could buy on your own is pretty good, but we wanted to get some of that magic that famous artists left in that studio. you know, Sheryl Crow, Roger Waters, New Edition, and one of Juliana's idols, Aretha Franklin, had recorded in that studio. And we even got to use the same make and model microphone that Aretha had used, although she didn't do her early records there. It was later in career. And our engineer had worked with Moody Blues. So those things kind of combined to make it very exciting. And we got an emotional, passionate performance on the lead vocals on those songs. Video. Yeah, and we made a video, yeah.
I have to check out that video. I presume that's on YouTube, is that?
It is.
And what inspired you to write the track Go Strong?
Well, we're friends with another band in our area, Living the Dream, and they invited me to sit in on New Year's Eve a couple years ago. One of their band members was sick and could barely make it up on stage, but after the music started, she was fine. And I was just inspired by her and the healing power of music.
Simple as that. And what does the future hold for the Fringe Benefits now, guys?
Well, I'd like to co-write at least one more song with Juliana this year. You know, all the songs except Step Out are pretty much me. But that we co-wrote that one, and I'd like to do that again and see if we can keep the ball rolling. She liked the rough draft. I sent her, and she worked out the lyrics and the melody on that, and it worked great. The other thing that's going to happen with us is that we're going to celebrate 4 years together in March, and it's been our tradition to introduce a new original song at that time. Also looking forward to bigger and better shows. My goal this year was to get more people to the shows, and we've done that. We're playing larger venues and filling them up, and we're looking forward to some new local venues coming online. One of them had like a pre-opening celebration just yesterday. So we're looking forward to that. But larger outdoor venues.
Marvelous. That's really, really good news. Now, the title cut on the album is called Step Out. And we're going to play that very shortly. Tell me how that was written.
So I came to band practice with the basic lick and asked Juliana to write the melody and the lyrics. She always liked the creative part of combining cover songs. So we would take parts of 3 or 4 songs and mash them together and flip-flop between them, and she just loved the creative aspect of that. So in this case, I had to write the melody and the lyrics and on top of the basic lick that I provided in there. Many changes occurred before the final recording, and you know, had I done it all myself, it might have been different, but because it was Juliana's first composition, I was motivated to honor her change requests. So she's kind of taking ownership of the song, and when we perform it live, you know, everybody's selling it, and it's going over great.
Bruce Moore and John Fichtner of Fringe Benefits, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
And once again, many thanks to Bruce Moore and John Fichtner of Fringe Benefits.